gained more playing time with some of the starting units there. I mean, have you seen that, what they say to you in regard to that?
No, everybody's been a little impressed about my play for now. But a lot of guys been going down injured and been hurt and things like that, so I just been stepping up and just playing my part.
What do you think about that role that they have you in, you know, playing down low, kind of like a nickel pseudo linebacker type deal?
I like it. I like it a lot. Actually, when I came in at Florida, that's the first position I actually played. So by me coming in here and doing that, it just seems similar. And I'm already, accumulated with the position.
Coach had some good things to say about yesterday, kind of the way you were playing. Talk about that and maybe making an impression in camp.
Yeah, I have the mentality of, like, because I wasn't drafted or anything like that, that I have to prove myself to not only the coaches, that these players, that I belong here. So that's how I just go out every day and just attack everything full on.
Well, when you feel like you're getting the momentum going and you're going in a positive direction, you're making an impression, how do you keep it going? What do you work on now to just keep it going?
I work on everything, every aspect of my game. I always come in early in the mornings to get with the special team coaches and my position coaches to work on everything, because I'm playing both safety positions and the nickel position. So it's a lot for me to come in and to learn, and also think about my kids, for one, because I have four boys that I have to go out and provide for, so I always think about them before anything.
Have you been able to see them over the last couple months?
Yeah, I haven't. I've been able to see them, you know, but as of right now, only thing I get to hear is voicemails.
How old are they?
Two of them are 1 and 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, was there ever any point after you didn't get drafted that, you know, any point did you ever kind of had some real serious doubts that occurred to you, like, hey, this might not happen for you?
Yeah, right after, actually. Like, I thought, like, all right, this is it. And it's a guy, Lance Adams. My best friend, he's been with me for the past 5 years, and he's always been in my ear like, look, man, look, you've been meant to play football. It's just, you had a little minor setback, just keep grinding and working and working. And I got amongst a great set of people, as in Ray Buchanan and Sam Madison. Those two guys, they, like, pushed me and kept pushing me and pushing me, and I'm here now.
Is there a part of you as a guy that goes through that and had to work to get here that maybe plays with a little bit more?
I play with just a little bit more oomph. It's just behind me because I had dark times. I know what's on the other side, and I don't want to go back.
Did you need that?
Actually, I did. You know, I went down to Florida, played with Tebow and Spikes, and everybody was at the top, and just thought too much of myself. And that knockdown is what I really needed.
You've been playing faster the last couple of days. Are you getting more comfortable?
Yeah, I'm getting
just in the week you've been here.
Yeah, I'm getting really, really comfortable, because from OTAs to now, I did a lot of studying and a lot of tape, film, watching. So by just doing that and coming out here now, and it's just the same thing. It's just like time to pick up speed and show the coaches that I know what I'm doing.
You were physical yesterday. Any coaches tell you too physical or no?
No. I mean, I got it. Like, I ain't played football in a year. I got a lot of built up in me. I need to hit somebody.
Your mentality, your mindset, are you in a different frame of mind than you were last summer?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, my mindset is, like, right now is either kill or be killed, really, because everybody's out here fighting for a job as long as me. So it's either do I want that job or not. So, like I said, it's the kill or be killed mentality, so I'm going to be the killer.
How hard was last year for you? What did you do, and what were you doing without football?
Oh, it was difficult, very difficult. The only thing positive I see, like, I really did was get more time with my children and spend a lot more time with them. Other than that, I was on the field. They were on the field with me. I was trying to teach them that. And they're only two. Like, the oldest is only two. And he was out there, like, trying to learn it. So that's the positive that came out of it. But you already know the negative. Just, I couldn't even watch football last year. I couldn't stomach it. I watched nothing at all.
I'm sorry, there, you said two twins?
Two, 9 months and one is one.
Is it weird seeing Tebow and all the attention around him?
Nah, I'm used to it. Yeah. I'm used to seeing. I know he has all the attention and the accolades and everything. He has to worry about it. I'm glad I'm not under that pressure.
Coach Merritt was talking about you a couple of days ago, and he said he's got all the skills, he's got the speed, he's got everything, and it's almost like he was saying he's just got to go out there and grab it.
Exactly. People have been telling me that my whole life. I just got to, put myself to it, and I mean, show everybody I do have this and I know what to do with it.
I mean, you had everything. I mean, when you came out of St. Peter's, you were like, you could go anywhere you want. What screwed you up?
Me, just thinking too highly of myself and, like, thinking, oh, I'm at the top again, nothing happened to me, or I could do whatever I want, and I paid for it.
You close with Justin?
A little bit, because we have a little grudge between us, because I went to St. Peter's, he went to Don Bosco, but the Florida aspect brings us together.
That trumps
high school, like, he beat me once, I beat him once, we got rings, but then we ultimately got a ring together at Florida, so that becomes a little brotherly bond there.
Did you talk to him at all about the expectations here?
Oh, no. I already knew, I mean, because from Sam Madison and Ray Buchanan, they already told me from, like, the league aspect of what they expect and how to go about things. So I just took the knowledge of those vets.
You've been pretty much skipping lunch. What have you been doing?
Studying. Yeah, I got food at the room, so I just sit there eating and study.
Somebody bringing you back the food or what?
No, I have food. I went shopping when I got here.
So how much time, I mean, when you consider the skipping lunch and whatever you do after, I mean, how much extra time do you think you spend in the playbook?
All my time's in the playbook. I come here, go playbook, I leave, they go, everybody comes here to relax at lunch. No, I'm in eating lunch in my playbook. So everything's all playbook until about like 9:30 at night, then I take it down and go to sleep.
Are there any good stains on any pages?
A lot of stains.
All right,
thank you. Thanks, Buffalo.